We desire your prayers. The Lord bless his word. St. John, the 6th chapter. The Lord has been dealing with a thought there. Begin reading it, verse 16. And when it was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them in the sea, across by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they rowed about 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. There's more in this little scripture than possibly I can be able to bring out. But we desire your prayers that the Lord help us. Job says a man is born unto a woman in a few days, full of trouble. Trouble comes along the path of life. Few days, full of trouble. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. So, I'm glad that we can. Let not our heart be troubled. But reasoning with the travel of the life of a person, few days full of trouble. I want to mention this one thought that's on my mind. That is the youth. Our youth. Few days full of trouble. Look like the devil is set to get our youth. And he makes them meet up with trouble. They set out in life, and the devil is set for them to meet up with trouble. But don't know what to do with it. Many of them try to smoke the trouble off. They start smoking cigarettes and try to smoke the trouble off. I went along this route. I remember when I would smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. Trying to get a rest to my conscience and soul, and only comes from Christ. But this is the sea of life we're traveling. Many get off into dope, be dope addict, trouble, 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 trouble. This is youth, isn't it? But the Bible tells me, flee youthful lust. We don't have to go under because we have trouble. We're going to have trouble, but we don't have to go under because we have trouble. Many children leave home at the teenage time. They seem to get in trouble. And many of them don't know what to do. You're changing from boyhood to manhood, from girlhood to womanhood. No soundness in you without Christ is in there. But people think they know, and they go out into trouble. Through this period of life, many, it's natural for them to want companions. Many of them get into terrible trouble right here. Oh, but God will help us in our trouble. This is a natural thing. I want you to understand. Man is born into a woman in 2 days full of trouble. It's just natural for you to have some trouble. That's the natural. So don't get excited because you have trouble. But learn how to cast your burdens on the Lord. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He's a present help in the time of trouble. Jesus knew there was trouble. There was trouble in the land. That's why his coming, he said, peace on earth, goodwill to all mankind. Peace on earth. I come to bring you peace, not trouble. So, by turning to the Lord, remembering the Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil day draw nigh, before the time comes when you can't get out of trouble, remember the Lord. This is the sea of life we all go. This is the sea of life we all travel. Remember the Lord. Remember Jesus. He comes to lift you up out of the trouble. Praise the Lord. Put the peace and joy in your heart. Remember the Lord in these times. Amen. We're just trying to tell you. Well, we don't want to spend too much time there. We got a long ways to go. Trouble. Sea of trouble. Many have afflictions on their body. This is true. Look like some people are just born. What's that scripture in affliction? Just born in affliction. Chosen in affliction. Chosen in affliction. Suffer all the time. Trouble, 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 trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of all. There's deliverance, praise the Lord. There's deliverance from afflictions. There's deliverance from sicknesses. Praise the Lord. Jesus is our healer. Praise the Lord. I know afflictions is trouble. Haven't had a whole lot of them in my life, but I've had a few. But it's trouble. Praise the Lord. If the Lord wants us to take afflictions, especially when we live in the Lord, for the Lord is a chastisement. Praise the Lord. It's the making of you. Lord, chasten them that He loves. And so you may have to suffer some things in your body or some kind of way. Praise the Lord. Trouble comes. Praise the Lord. So don't get excited because of the trouble come. The Lord is on hand. He's at hand to help us out in the time of trouble. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. There's no temptation that's taken to us, but that is common unto man. But God will, with the temptation, make a way to escape that we might be able to bear it. The Lord's here to help us out of our trouble. Let us don't go down under trouble. Praise the Lord. Job fell for Him on the right, fell for Him on the left. Oh, yes, he did. In the time of his affliction, fell where he used to work.
Look like my highway. Couldn't get no touch with the Lord. Couldn't get no in touch with the Lord. He finally says, he knows the way that I take. He knows the way that I take. Praise the Lord. The Lord knows the way that you take. The devil wants to use trouble to discourage you, to turn you away from the truth. Some kind of a trouble. Oh, but I'm going to tell you, let us be encouraged in the time of trouble. The main thing in time of trouble is to be obedient to the Lord. Oh, don't back up. Be obedient to the Lord and take courage and go forward in the time of trouble. Praise the Lord. I think it was James says, count it all joy. When you fall in, praise the Lord. Ain't that a wonderful thing? Count it all joy. When you fall in, praise the Lord. Trouble's trouble. Praise the Lord. Dark. That's what this scripture says here. We don't want to leave that point out there. It said it was dark. Trouble makes things dark to you. You can't see your way out. You're blinded. Praise the Lord. How many people on the sea of life have got to the place to where no vision? Dark. Dark. This is what trouble brings, dark. Praise the Lord. I think about how dark it is when we're down in trouble. I think about Psalmist when he was down in the pit. And he said, he lifted me up out of a horrible pit. Praise the Lord. When he's down there, you know the scripture says, don't forget the pit from which you were dug. Praise the Lord. It was dark down there, wasn't it? It was dark down there. Dark down in the pit. Praise the Lord. But he lifted me up. There's help in the Lord in the dark scenes of life. Young people think, well, I'm so old and so old now. I ain't got no husband or no wife. Don't let that be a dark picture. Praise the Lord. Adam didn't have one either, but the Lord made him one. Praise the Lord. It might have been pretty dark for him there. But he said it's not good for man to be alone. And he took a rib out of his side and made him one helpmeet. The Lord can make you one. Don't get discouraged. Don't get anything because you're out in the dark. Can't see your way through. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged, young people. God's got a way out for you. Praise the Lord. Way out of trouble. This is a trouble to a lot of people. This is so much trouble to a lot of people that many are insane. Many lose their mind. Praise the Lord. Many lose control of themselves on account of these dark shades. But oh, let us be encouraged. Jesus come to be a light in the time of darkness. Right in a time when gross darkness covered the people. Jesus come to be a light. Praise the Lord. Whatever your condition is, oh, Jesus is a light. Praise the Lord. Right in that dark spot, Jesus is a light. Right in that darkest spot, Jesus is a light. I can't mention out what the troubles are today. Many people getting married. And sometimes they get tricked. Husbands play like they get saved and don't get saved. Get you, marry you, and then he go back and sin. Makes a dark picture. But I read a scripture. The unbelieving husband is sanctified with a wife. Praise the Lord! Unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. There's a way out of this thing. God can bring you out more than a conqueror. I'm talking about dark scenes of life. We're traveling on the sea of life. Praise the Lord. The Lord told these people to take the boat and take out across the sea to Capernaum. And they obeyed and did this. Praise the Lord. But on the way, the wind started to blow and the storm started to rise. And this is what happened. Storms of life. That's why Jesus said over there. In that John, I believe it is somewhere. He built his house upon the rock.
That scripture there, he was wise, built his house upon a rock.
Yeah. Flood came! What you talking about, flood? Ain't this the troubles of life? Flood came! Yes, flood came! Beat up on the house! The house stood! Praise the Lord, because it was founded on the rock. I want to tell you today, build your experience on Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, trouble is going to come. Praise the Lord, but it won't make no difference about the trouble. Praise the Lord, when you build it on the rock. Too many shallow people starting out calling themselves to be children of God, but they're building on the sand. If certain things work my way, I can be happy. But if they don't, then I'm going to give up and go back. Oh, this is sand. Oh, God wants you founded on the rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rock founded on the rock. Praise the Lord. Settle to go with God. Praise the Lord. Turn out through the sea of life. Go to meet with troubles. I know I can't name all the troubles you're going to meet. Praise the Lord. I may not cover none of them, but you know what your troubles are. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is with you in your troubles. Praise the Lord. He'll help you in your troubles. If you build on the rock. Praise the Lord. Build your experience on Christ Jesus. On the rock. Praise the Lord. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Don't you know the very hairs of your head is numbered? Don't you know He cares for you? Don't forget them. Praise the Lord. He's one that cares for you. Praise the Lord. I preached this message at home one time, and the Lord gave me this song. This message, at least I knew the song, but woke me up in the night and gave me this song. If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? What would I do? What would I do if it wasn't for the Lord? Tell me what would I do? He is everything to me. He's bread in dry places. He's water in thirsty. He's my rock and shelter. He holds me by my hand. And when the winds forsake me, close by His hand. He is the Lord is in all your trouble. If it wasn't for the Lord,
tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do? If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? He is there. When I was in trouble, when it was dark at night, Jesus whispered to me and brought me to life. He took away my sorrow and He made my burden light. He is in, oh, He's everything to me. If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me why.
What would you do?
What would I do? What would I do? If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? He is everything to me.
And my life is ended, and I'm assured
God.
He will be my gateway. To that home on high, in Him that golden city, there'll be no more goodbye. He is there.
The Lord will see us through, folks. He'll see us through.
If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Tell me what would I do?
Get it in your mind. What would you do?
What would I do?
He knew we were in trouble.
If it wasn't for the Lord, what would I do? He is everything to
That's rich to my soul. I'm getting a blessing if you're not. Praise the Lord. Now this next thought is the principal thought. Trouble in the soul. Trouble in the soul. This is the main thought. Trouble in the heart. Trouble! Oh, this is bad. When we come before the Lord, convicted, condemned. I went through this. Condemned. On the account of my transgressions against the law of God, brought trouble to my soul. This brings trouble to the soul. When you transgress the law of God, when you know to do good and do it not, bring condemnation to your soul. This is the worst thing that can happen to anybody. When we fail, I got this in the meeting here, in this meeting, but I thought it was precious. When we fail to obey Jesus, when we reject the Savior, when we won't let Him come in, when He's knocking at your troubled heart door, this is the worst thing that I know can happen to mankind. When he rejects a loving Savior. A Savior that died for you. A Savior that gave His blood for the atonement for your life, your spiritual life, your soul. Oh, your dying soul. Your troubled soul. Oh, dear ones, I say this is the worst thing. Worst trouble that you can get in. Praise the Lord, and everybody gets in it. Trouble, but Jesus comes to lift us out of this trouble. This is the main trouble that Jesus died for us that we might be saved. She shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. We being delivered out of the hands of our enemies could serve the Lord. Oh, without sin, fear, without fear, in holiness, all the days of our life. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is the great trouble that the Lord can deliver you out of. You can be your deliverer tonight. I think about Daniel when he was in the lion's den and how that God delivered him. Those hungry lions could not eat Daniel. He was in trouble there. And I think if God delivered those of Daniel out of the lion's den, how that he can deliver you out of sin. That same power of God can deliver you out of sin. Three Hebrew children went down into the fiery furnace, but God delivered those there. Wasn't a bit of smoke on them. The hair wasn't even singed. What a mighty God we serve. He's the fellow that can help us out of trouble. I don't care. Oh, dear ones, if we just obey the Lord, He can help us out of trouble. May God help us to see this. Our soul trouble is the worst trouble we can have. Praise the Lord. Over there in the 7th chapter of Daniel, I believe it is. No, I've made verse the 5th or 7th. That fellow, he took and got the vessels of the Lord and had him apart. You know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. But after he had his parted, the hand started to write upon the wall. That hand started to write on the wall. It set his knees. They both together. He was in trouble, wasn't he? He did the wrong thing, and he got in trouble. Oh, dear ones, it is bad trouble. He lost his kingship on account of he did the wrong thing. People get in trouble when you do the wrong thing. You can't do wrong and get by. You can't do wrong and get by. You're going to get in trouble. Praise the Lord. Just as sure as you do it. Many people won't obey the teachings of God, but they get in trouble every time they don't do it. Oh, there's people here tonight, no doubt, in trouble. In trouble with God. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to read my lesson again here. I don't think I'm bearing from it. Praise the Lord. And when even was come, his disciple went down into the sea. I'm calling it the sea of trouble. They entered into a ship and went over towards Capernaum. And it was dark. Oh, when people get so dark, it's dark! And Jesus was not come in. But now listen to this. And the sea arose by reason of great wind. When I read this, I thought about Jonah. Praise the Lord. Lord gave him a message. Go down to Nineveh and preach to my people. He went down, he started, but he caught the wrong ship. Going the wrong way. You're obeying God. He got in trouble. He got in trouble. But in his trouble, the Lord was merciful to him. Praise the Lord. He was honest. He said, the fault is in me. If you be honest and straight with God, the Lord will help you out of your trouble. He'll make a way for you, brother, if you be honest. Confess your troubles. Come straight with God, and God will deliver you out of your trouble. The Lord prepared a fish and swallowed up that man, Jonah, when they threw him overboard. He stayed down there 3 days. Praise the Lord. But he's just like Jesus. He come out. Praise the Lord. He's just like Jesus. 3 days he come out. Went ahead and obeyed God. Oh, they put Jesus in the grave. But in 3 days he come out. Praise the Lord. Alive forevermore. I don't know where you're at today. Where you in the grave, the sin graves or not. But I'm going to tell you, God's able to help you out of them. Praise the Lord. He's able to resurrect you. He's able to put flesh on your bones. Praise the Lord. I know it's a dark picture when you look at the scene of the 37th chapter of Ezekiel where those dead bones are. Prophesy unto them. And it's almost that dark to preach unto the people today. They're dark. They're so far in darkness. Praise the Lord. Till they can no life in them. They're away from God. Dead. Just like these bones were. Listen, let's see what we get here. There's a precious thought in this lesson that I want to get to. So when they had rowed 5, 20, and 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea. They're out in the boat, and the storm is on. It was dark, but they see Jesus walking on the sea. Oh, I don't know what trouble life is. Can you see Jesus? You know what? I don't know where it's in this scripture or not, but it's in one scripture where he was walking on the sea and he spoke to the waves. And there was a praise God. I don't care what kind of trouble you're in. Jesus can speak peace to it. He can calm those storms. What kind of man is this? He speaks to the wind and they obey him. Oh, I tell you tonight, dear ones, I don't care what your trouble is. Jesus can calm your troubles. He can calm. You may be out in the sea. But listen to this. Praise the Lord. Heaven's where we started, people. Now, the real thought I got out of this, it says, but ye said unto them, it is I. Be not afraid. I don't care how dark the pitch is. Be not afraid. The Lord's walking the way. Be not afraid.
Praise the Lord. The storms of your life, Jesus is walking away, and he's getting near you tonight. He's getting near you tonight. Can you see the picture? Praise the Lord. This is what blessed my soul. Where was the reading? Praise the Lord. The next phrase. Then they willingly. This is the main thing. The Lord can't do nothing with you if you're not with him. The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. Whosoever will can be saved. And they willingly. Oh, won't you let Jesus get in the ship with you tonight?
In your heart. I'm calling the ship your heart.
Praise the Lord. Let Jesus come into your heart tonight.
Amen.
That's the message. Praise the Lord. Let Jesus get in the ship with you. He's walking towards you. He's coming right towards you. Let him in.
Amen.
Oh, you got trouble on your hands. See Jesus? Walking towards you. Outstretched hands, come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me.
Amen.
I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. Troubled soul tonight, praise the Lord. If you got trouble on your hand, let Jesus get in the ship with you. Looks like this is the message that the Lord got to me. Let Jesus get in the ship with you. No matter what your trouble might be, let Jesus get in the ship with you. Let him get in there. After he got in there, everything got calm, and they will.
Praise
the Lord. He will, and he landed. Don't you want to land in heaven? Praise the Lord. Let Jesus get in the ship with you, and he'll give you a clear landing in glory. Oh, yes, he will. Let him get in the ship with you. Don't you see him tonight? Don't you see him? Coming right to us. You're in trouble tonight. You calm your troubles. You bring peace into your heart. You bring joy into your soul. Oh, yes, he will. You're caught. You can't get around. There's nowhere you can place you can go and hide from the Lord. When you disobey God, you're caught already. You're caught. You're in trouble. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I know from experience when the Lord got to dealing with my heart. I remember the prayer I prayed. I never forget it. Lord, if you would just deliver me out of this trouble. Give me a life. I remember praying just like this. Where I can straighten that old crooked life. Give me a life in this life. I know I couldn't get by. I had to straighten up all my crooked life. Praise the Lord. You have to straighten out, folks. No way you can get and walk into heaven without straightening it up. See, I've done so much I can't straighten. Yes, you can. You can straighten all that you need to straighten up. So you can go to heaven. God will give you life enough. God will give you grace enough. Because some folks want to outrun those things. No. If you climb up some other way. Don't be sad. You're the same as a thief in the house. I don't know what your trouble is and what you got to do. You just have to consider straightening it up. Amen. Straighten it out as far as you can. Straighten it out. You want to have a happy life in God? Don't try to get by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had to make restitutions. And it come on my scene when I got saved. It don't do everybody that way. I've heard other folks say that they was going along just fine, and pretty soon they was praying. And pretty soon something started coming before them between them and the prayer. They couldn't get the prayer through. I used to hear Brother Spear say, well, he was praying for sanctification. He said, he'd throw some pants, said, he asked the Lord to sanctify him. The Lord told him to go pay that man for them tax. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I had similar experiences.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I knew I had to straighten up.
Yeah.
in the
40th chapter of Isaiah, when prophesying that John would come, and he said, "The crooked shall be made straight." Didn't he say? The crooked shall, those that's down, too low, elevate them up. May not say it verbatim, just like that. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. Every crooked, rough place is smooth. I don't care what trouble it is. If you're in trouble tonight, don't try to live. Well, thank the Lord. The Lord did give me this in this message. Praise the Lord. Some people be so troubled. Just trouble. Praise the Lord. And when you meet some people, that's all they talk is the trouble. Trouble! So, the man was by a fence, a wooden fence. And the cow had the head looking up over the fence. This person was telling him the truth. Take lessons from the cow. How do you think of that cow? Heads over the fence. Well, she said so, yeah, so he could see. What a mighty God we say. Trouble. Peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Was that song, Jesus is stealing the tempest and storm? What number is that? My great salvation, never can tell. Glory to God, it's precious. I see the fire and snow.
Listen now.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, he is. Don't you see? Ain't it so? Sing it all. Can't you feel it? Praise the Lord.
Jesus is dead. The sister, the confessor.
Don't you, won't you hear the Father tonight? Won't you hear him?
Of Emmanuel.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that wicked God. Jesus is guiding this thing.